There was also controversy when Whistling Straits was built 17 years ago. Environmental groups and others complained about wetlands loss and about runoff into Lake Michigan. Also about the Kohler Corporation's clout with then-Governor Tommy Thompson. But the disputes are officially over, and golfers, usually paying hundreds of dollars per round, belt their way around Whistling Straits, like here at the 18th tee.
I'm in the Dustin bunker.
Organizations that run major golf tournaments quickly got interested in Whistling Straits and have maintained that attraction. There's been a men's senior open, the Ryder Cup competition is coming in 5 years, and this week's men's PGA is the third the course has hosted. Jason Mengel is the director of this year's PGA championship. He says there are key reasons the group keeps coming back.
So the course here, the Straits course, is phenomenal and one of the most difficult tests of golf really in the country. But then from there, it's the wonderful support we get from certainly the Kohler Company, our partners in hosting this championship.
But about 10 miles south of Whistling Straits in the Sheboygan County town of Wilson, the Kohler Company is being challenged by some who revere undeveloped land.
Oh, it's beautiful. You can see the ferns and the mayapples and the different varieties of every kind of imaginable tree and the cattails and the swamp that runs south of where we're standing now.
Claudia Bricks stands a few feet north of the property that the Kohler family owns and wants to turn into another championship golf course. Bricks is co-founder of the Friends of the Black River Forest, a group trying to block the Kohler's effort. A little later, Bricks walks briskly down a forest path through Kohler Andre State Park and shows where Herbert Kohler wants to gain control of a few acres to build an entrance drive to the golf course.
I don't like to see our state public property used for private gain and or private profit, and as far as I can tell, it's been unprecedented up to this point.
Mary Fadash is the other co-founder of the group opposing the planned new golf course. She questioned some of the financial deals for Whistling Straits, too, and says fighting the Kohlers isn't easy.
Well, I think it's kind of systemic in Sheboygan County that people do not speak their true feelings about the Kohler Company. I learned that 17 years ago, but, you know, I was told constantly when I asked questions that Herbie Kohler gets what he wants.
Fadash doubts much of an economic benefits report showing gains for the town of Wilson. She also worries that politicians will pressure the DNR to see that the new golf course is built. But recently, the DNR raised a series of questions and concerns about the Kohler proposal, and a public hearing last month on a planned environmental impact statement drew far more critics of the course than supporters. Afterwards, Kohler spokesperson Todd Weber said he heard the opponents but did not back down on the building plan.
Ultimately, we want to have a minimalist design golf course that embraces the environment and works well for not only our company but for the community and the environment.
While the Kohler Corporation would probably prefer people focus on the PGA and Whistling Straits this weekend, the Friends of the Black River Forest have scheduled a demonstration for late Saturday afternoon in the village of Kohler, protesting the possible new golf course. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.